Hey, this is your boy Willie P, and this is the Willie P Show coming to you live today. And tonight we're going to start this thing off talking about the NBA playoffs from last night when the Cleveland Cavaliers has just showed their true dominance last night, rolling into the playoffs and staying undefeated at 10-0. Now, I got to give it to LeBron. Last night he had a triple-double last night, and he looked awesome. I mean, the guy's playing lights out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of guys could just imagine or just wanted to wish to be in his shoes. But this guy is playing phenomenal, along with Kyrie Irving. What can you say about him and LeBron right now, even with Kevin Love. Kevin Love is playing lights out, too. I think he had a little small knick-knack injury late in the third quarter, I think early fourth quarter. But I think he should be all right. Injury report says he's going to be all right. But speaking of LeBron James, he had a triple-double last night. And, I mean, he looks like a man on a mission, to be honest with you. This guy, I hadn't seen him playing this hard ever since I think his probably first playoff run with Miami, when he was really determined, and they end up losing that finals to the Dallas Mavericks that year. But this guy is playing phenomenal, man. But alongside, he's got a guy that's, you know, that's playing right alongside him, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie had 26 points last night itself. It wasn't no slouch. And he has actually picked up the scoring load for LeBron. When LeBron wants to take the back seat, hey, man, this guy comes in and actually just, he does this thing, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing to watch right now. But as I stated in the previous shows, with Golden State and Cleveland playing the way they're playing, we are in line for an epic NBA Finals. I mean, it's going to be a something to watch. People are going to marvel over this Finals once everything is done. Because, I mean, Steph put his team on his back, you know, Tuesday night, put his team on his back and came through with a big win. And personally, I just feel that series is going to go, it's going to go seven games. And Golden State hasn't lost a home game, I mean, back-to-back games all season. And to give my prediction, I'm going to give it before the show ends. I'm already leaning a certain way, but you guys are going to have to wait around for a minute and stick with me to see who I'm going to actually go with, because it's going to be a tough one to call. Because both of these teams are playing with an ambition, with a total ambition that some people have never seen. Some of the younger generation never seen this kind of basketball. You know, I've been watching basketball now for a long time. I've been watching over 30 years. And I haven't seen a shooter like Steph Curry or a dominant force like LeBron James. I've seen domination, like as in Michael Jordan just dominated. He was just total dominating the game. But a player that's just totally dominant above everyone else in the game, never seen that kind of specimen besides LeBron James. And on the flip side, I've never seen a shooter as cold as Steph Curry. But those two are on the collision course, man. But now I'm going to bring in one of my co-hosts. She has been with me now for the last 8 years. She's my wife, so we are in tune with each other. And I just want to bring into the show, her name is Cordania Poy. How you doing, Cordania?
I'm fine.
What did you get out of the game last night? What excited you about the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors last night?
LeBron is doing his thing.
Really? Okay, I got a question. If LeBron wasn't on that team, would you think Cleveland would be doing what they're doing right now?
Not to the extent they're doing it, but I think it'll be a little something with Kyrie Irving there. So.
But they had Kyrie there before LeBron got there, and they didn't win but maybe, I think, 25, 26 games with Kyrie at the helm. But to Kyrie's credit, he was only in the league, maybe that was first and second year, and they were really, really struggling. But he did put them on his back to at least win 25 games. But besides LeBron, they have some other key additions, like with Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, and Mo Williams came back to the team. But do you think that Cleveland will win the NBA championship?
if both teams are healthy.
Wait. What do you mean both teams? Meaning who?
Cavaliers and Steph, Team Pet Steph.
That's Golden State.
Yes, sir.
So if Golden State and Cleveland comes into the finals and they're both healthy, who are you riding with?
That's a hard one.
Why is it hard? You got to say, is it the left side or the right side? Which side are you going to be on? I'm not going to put on the spot like that, folks. She's undecided right now. It's just a coin toss to her. You know, she likes both teams. She likes LeBron and she likes Steph. So, moving on. Tyronn Lue, he's a first-year coach with Cleveland. And last year they had David Blatt, which was a first-year coach. And Tyronn Lue, to me, has opened up the offense, you know, as far as he's utilizing all the, you know, the weapons that they do have. Because I think last year Kevin Love really wasn't utilized the way he's supposed to be utilized. And this year he looks more, you know, the part. He looks healthy. He is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is his numbers are back up from last season. And I think he has meshed with LeBron and Tyree to form a formidable big three in Cleveland. And, you know, LeBron was already part of a big three that was down in Miami. So who do you think better was LeBron big three now with him, Kyrie, and Kevin Love, or LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh?
I like Miami. The three in Miami.
Why?
I think that was a powerhouse.
I think, you know, I think I get an edge to that group, but it's a slight edge because LeBron was more assertive. He was more aggressive when he was down there because he had to carry more of the load than he's carrying now in Cleveland. Despite this season, he carried a lot of load last season in the playoffs because Kyrie and Kevin Love went down. But this season, once Kyrie got back in the lineup, because Kyrie was out till January, Kyrie got back in the lineup and he got some games on his belt. Now they look like a fine-tuned machine. But I had to retract. Because you go back to the days in Miami, they were totally dominant. When all three of those guys were clicking on all cylinders, it wasn't no doubt that they were pure dominant. They were a dominant force in the East. And nobody didn't even challenge. I think Indiana challenged them one season when Paul George them had, before he broke his leg, that season before that. They challenged them. But it wasn't a challenge that they didn't handle. I think they handled it really, you know, accordingly, but I think that big three in Miami, I'm with you. I think that big three in Miami was better than that big three in Cleveland. But moving on to Steph and the Golden State Warriors, I got to get back to those guys. Those guys, to me, they have the best season in NBA franchise, in the NBA history, okay? And they had the most wins in a regular season. But I feel if they don't win the championship, is all for nothing. To me, honestly, you know, I mean, and plus, you know, a lot of people are talking about, oh, the championship was tainted, you know, because they didn't have to go through OKC last year, they didn't have to face the Spurs, they didn't have to face the two big, so quote-unquote, dominant teams in the West. But this season, they got to go through Oklahoma City. And first game at home, they dropped it to Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook played out of their minds. And they got the job done, along with Steven Adams and the rest of the crew. Deion Waiters, I think Deion Waiters is actually a real good fit. You know, he's actually stepped his game up in the playoffs as far as against San Antonio and now in this series against Golden State, because I really actually feel that he's a better fit with Oklahoma City now in this series because he's really a one-on-one player, but he's a good defender on the other end. And you have to look at players like Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter has tremendously helped them in the last series against San Antonio where they killed San Antonio on the boards. And now in this series, in the first game anyway over Golden State, Enes Kanter and Oklahoma City, they out-rebounded, they pounded the boards against Golden State. And that's another reason why they pulled off the upset. Now the series switches to Oklahoma City. And Kevin Durant said in his post-game interview that they can't just sit back and relax because they don't want, they got to split and go to state. They got to go home and take care of business. Because they know that that man, that bad man, as Stephen A. calls the kid up in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, that bad man. I call Steph that bad man. Because when that bad man come to town, that bad man put on the show, and he gets to shoot the ball like he shoots it, it's going to be really, really, really hard for Oklahoma City to even win at home. That's just me. That's just my train of thought. Here in the next minute or two, I'm going to give you my prediction, and I'm going to shock a lot of people because it's just so – it's one of those things that you never – you really don't want to call it, but you want to call it. But it's one of those things, too, that people might, you know, want to pound you for if you go one way or if you go the other way. You're going to have critics saying this. You're going to have critics saying that. But I'm going to bring you back in the fold, Ms. Pointer, and I have to ask you once again. Do you feel that Steph Curry, this is another question I'm going over to another subject. Do you feel Steph Curry is the best player in the NBA?
In the NBA?
Yes, in the whole entire NBA.
I like Steph.
But do you, I understand that you like him, but do you feel that he's the best? Now, let me tell you something. What's the best player in the NBA or the best player in the world? Best player in the NBA and the best player in the world is two different players.
Right.
Okay? You can be the best player in the NBA but not be the best player in the world.
Right.
So let me reiterate my question. Do you feel he's the best player in the world?
In the world?
Yes. Because for the last 6-7 years, LeBron James has been considered the best player in the world. So do you think Steph has reached that platform and said, hey, he's the best player in the world now since he is the back-to-back NBA MVP. They are the reigning NBA champs. And he led the league in scoring. He led the league in free throw percentage. So would you consider him being the best player in the world and being the best athletes in the NBA in the world? Because the best athletes in as far as basketball in the NBA. So what is your take on that?
I like Steph, and I like LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron can handle the ball. Steph can handle the ball.
Okay.
But I really, really like Steph. I think he is the best player.
So here live on the Willie P. Show, this Cordani Foreman says she likes Steph Curry. Wait, I'm going to give you my predictions real quick. I like Golden State in 7. To win the NBA championship. I am Willie P, and I'm signing off on the Willie P Show.
Start it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys.
That was it. It's all fair.